Welcome to Lakeview Presbyterian Church's worship for Sunday, March 29th. I hope you all got the bulletin either digitally or through the postal service. If you did not get a bulletin, please contact the office and we'll make sure you get one for next week. So we begin this week's service with a reading from the Old Testament, from the Hebrew Scriptures. And we are reading from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them, and there were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling of the bones as the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh came upon them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live." I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, "Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, we are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves. O my people, I will bring you back to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves. O my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall say that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord. This ends the reading from the Hebrew Scriptures. Title for this morning's sermon is, Can These Bones Live Again? We often say things like, everything happens according to God's will, the plan. It must have been his or her time to go. But we don't really believe that. If everything happened according to God's will, there would be no individual responsibility. Things like care for the ecology, greenhouse gases and the like, would be meaningless if we believed that the rising sea level was just a part of God's will. If we believed that our time was predetermined, there would be no reason to wear seatbelts or use hand sanitizer, etc. And you can bet that I would quit my low-fiber diet right away. There's a commercial on television just now in which a man is jumping into a volcano in an attempt to cause the rain god to send rain for the crops. We don't do that. But the people of Ezekiel's day did believe, at least to a much greater degree, that God was causing everything that happened. Floods and drought were seen as God's judgment. Even which army would prevail in battle. I think they probably did stop to count the chariots in the enemy camp before going into battle. But they saw God's direct involvement in everything. God was also seen as the cause of pestilence, infestation, and disease. The result of this was that when things went wrong, when armies were defeated and the bones of the soldiers lay unburied in the field to dry in the sun, not only was the battle lost, but it was seen as evidence that God was no longer with the people. it's my experience that calamity compounds. My second night in Vietnam, the base to which I was assigned, endured its second most devastating assault of the war. I was clearly not ready for that. My first impression of Vietnam was that it was hot, too hot. When I got off the plane, I had trouble breathing, it was so hot. Then came the word that the perimeter was taking small arms fire, and I was as scared as I had ever been. And then the rockets began impacting. And when the earth beneath me began to shake, I began to feel disoriented. It was as if there was nothing left that was solid and dependable. We are now engaged in a war on the coronavirus. I find the effects of the virus are similarly accumulative. First, we have the threat of getting sick. Then the stock market begins to tumble. Then we're being told to stay home. And when I venture out, the shelves in the store are depleted and there's no end in sight. I don't know about you, but I never thought that I would face such long-term shortages in the grocery store, like an endless hurricane preparation. I'm not sure how to deal with something like this. I feel I'm out of control. I don't want to add to the problem by hoarding toilet paper and canned tuna. But what if this goes on and on? This is not the land of my youth, the land of eternal optimism, the land of plenty on whom God smiled. When the people of Ezekiel's day were besieged, defeated, and carried away into exile, they were defeated in battle. They suffered the loss of their homes and possessions. They were displaced from the temple, the sign of God's presence. They must have felt disoriented. The psalmist cried out, "How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?" The prophet was set down in the middle of a valley of bones. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. And God said to the prophet, "Mortal, can these bones live?" The exiles had lost everything that was important and familiar to them, their livelihoods, their land, their temple, the sign of God's presence. They thought their bones were very dry. The message of the prophet was that God had not forgotten them and that their bones could live again. We, like the exiles, are living in a strange land. Much of what was important and familiar to us has changed. We cannot even gather in God's house for worship. But the message to us is the same as the prophet's word to the exiles. God has not forgotten nor forsaken us. There are signs of God's presence all around us. The medical community risking their own safety to bring comfort and healing. Stores reimagining their whole existence in an effort to keep us safe and fed. Our leaders and the leaders of the world seeking ways to mitigate and share the burdens of the present crisis. The prophet Jeremiah said to those same exiles, "Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare." So keep your safe social distances. Stay at home when you can, especially when you are at risk or might put others at risk. Take only what you need and leave the rest for others. Keep faith with your neighbors and keep faith in God, who never leaves us or forsakes us. And keep your hope for the future. There is a future as bright as the past. Some things may never be the same, but there will be some loss in the process. But God will guide us, and God is the same God who led the people back from the land of their exile.